Okay, welcome to the commentary for Double Standard. Now, this letter caused some interesting discussions in my San Francisco class. And there were two main topics. One topic was the topic of families and individuals. And the other topic was double standards for men and women. And I'll talk about both of these and a little bit about what's common in America, common opinions in America, and what are some of the different ideas in different countries. So first, this topic of family and individuals. Most people know that American culture, American society, values individualism or individuals. And we have an idea that adult individuals should make their own choices. And they should not worry about what other people think, even their families. And as you get older, this becomes stronger and stronger. So when I read this letter, for example, and I saw this woman is in her middle 50s, so she's probably, 55 years old. And she's worried about what her family thinks about her new boyfriend. My first reaction, I thought, this is very strange. This is an older woman. Why does she care about what her sister and her parents think? She should just do what she wants. She's an adult woman. This is crazy. And that's a common American reaction. We have an idea in the United States that when you're an adult, you should be independent. You should make your own decisions. You should not ask your parents for advice all the time. You should not live with your parents when you're an adult, right? That's a very common, strong view. This is very interesting because in classes that I've had before, there's a very interesting difference in culture here, especially this idea of living with your family. Some cultures, people continue to live with their families until they get married. So if they're 30 and they're not married, they still live with their parents. If they're 35 and they're not married, they're still living with their parents, and that's normal, and which is fine. There's not a right or wrong answer here, nothing not better or worse, but it is a big difference. In the United States, that is seen as very negative. There's a strong feeling that you should not live with your parents when you're an adult. So, for example, in my own life, I went to university when I was 18, and then I graduated university. I was 22, I believe. And after that, I got my own apartment, and I never lived with my parents again. I didn't want to live with my parents, and my parents did not want me to live with them. If I had asked them, "Can I live with you?" they would not have been happy. They would not have liked that. They would think there's something wrong with me. I can't support myself. I can't get my own job. I'm not independent. That's not good. So, and for me, I wouldn't like it because I don't want to live with my parents, and I'm an adult. I don't want them telling me what to do or anything like that. So it's on both sides, both the children and the parents have this idea that when you're an adult, you leave home and you should be independent and should make your own decisions. But I've met students from other countries who say it's very normal to live with their families until they're married. And in some cultures, even after they get married, the couple will go and live with one of the families, the husband's family or the wife's family. And that's considered normal. So in these cultures, family and the family's opinion continues to be important even when they're adults. So maybe some of you listen to this article, you think, oh, this sounds normal. Maybe some of you think this woman needs to worry about her family. If her family doesn't like the situation, maybe she should not date Will. That might be a reaction that some people have. However, Abby's answer is probably the normal answer most Americans would give, which is, stop worrying about your family's opinion. Don't be a people pleaser. Do what you want. All right. Next, the issue of double standards. This was the second topic we discussed in my San Francisco class. And the double standards refers to men and women and the fact that there are double standards for men and women when dating. If a man dates a lot of women, it's often no problem. People don't criticize him. In fact, sometimes they think, hey, he's a cool guy. Look at all those girlfriends he has. This is great. What a good guy. And in some cultures, this double standard is very strong, right? Men can date a lot of women and people think it's good. On the other hand, if a woman dates a lot of men, then she's bad. She's a bad girl. And people criticize her and people don't like it. And that's clearly a double standard, right? That's the definition of double standard. Two different rules for the same situation. If a man does something, it's okay. If a woman does it, it's not okay. And in my class, there were clear double standards for most cultures. Stronger in some countries, weaker in other countries. This double standard does exist in America. There is still a double standard between men and women when dating. However, that double standard is getting weaker and weaker. Women are getting more and more equal. It's very normal now for a woman to date lots of different guys, and it's generally not a problem. This woman is in her 50s. She's an older woman from an older generation. Maybe that's why in this letter she sounds like she's a little bit criticizing her sister Jane for dating many men. I think for younger Americans, it's no problem. It's just totally normal. So this double standard is not so strong in America, getting weaker all the time. In other countries, in my class, some of the Asian students, for example, mentioned that this is a very strong double standard in their countries, that the men are almost encouraged to date a lot of girls, and it's seen as very cool. But if a woman even has sex before she's married, something's wrong with her. She's a bad girl. Everybody criticizes her. And it's a strong double standard. I guess the good news is most of them did mention that it's improving. In all the countries in my class that were represented, the students did say it's getting better. Maybe it's still bad, but the double standards are improving in most places in the world, and that's good. Well, okay, those are our topics. That's our commentary for this letter. Hope you enjoyed it. See ya for the next lesson. Bye-bye.